Peter Murphy of Anglesey Street Garda Station, how are preparations going at the moment for these series of gigs?
Well, I suppose you're correct in saying one of the biggest things we've had in Cork in a long time. The last time we had a sort of a back-to-back concert situation would have been Michael Jackson back in 1988. I remember working at that, a very different scenario and very different crowd, and I suppose things have moved on. Certainly from the point of view, this is a triple header, so three concerts, one after another, capacity crowds expected on each day. And as you've pointed out correctly, we've started planning for this a long time back. This isn't, it's upon us now this weekend, but it's something that we've been in pre-planning and planning stages for many months now. And one of the key issues for planning for a thing like this, I suppose, is the cooperation between the different entities. In particular, I suppose you have the concert promoters, you have the concert venue, and then you have all the stakeholders locally as well, which would involve, I suppose, everything from city council to business community and, of course, the emergency services as well.
The big question on everyone's mind, I suppose, is travel, and everyone's, you know, trying to make preparations. What is in place?
Well, people will indeed be travelling from all over the county and much further afield. We would expect a high capacity of people to travel by Irish Rail, with Bus Éireann, and obviously as well with private coach operators. In addition to that, you'll have people travelling privately. Getting to the city itself shouldn't be an issue from an infrastructural point of view. But it's once you get to the city, getting down to the venue in Parkycweave, that's probably where people need to have a little bit of thought about it and a little bit of pre-planning themselves before they leave home. Certainly, there won't be any parking available in the vicinity of Parkycweave, and that's across the board. No point in arriving early in the day thinking that you can go down, park up and have the car. It's not going to happen, and it's probably the key message that we're going to be pushing throughout this weekend, is there is no parking available, and people who come down and attempt to park, they're only going to be turned back and they're only probably going to get caught in delays down then. So a little bit of planning from the point of view of parking. We're suggesting to people that they should walk to the venue. It is only a 10-minute walk from, we'll say, the Victoria Road roundabout. But also, there are other travel alternatives available. Probably one of the most useful ones, I think, will be the shuttle bus service, which will be operated by Bus Éireann. That's going to be kind of from three separate points. One will be a bus which will originate in Kent Station, so people arriving by train from various destinations, there'll be buses there waiting that will be a shuttle bus directly down. That will bring them as far as, we'll say, the Centre Park Road marquee entrance, so they'll be quite close to the venue at that point. In addition to that, there'll be shuttle bus services operating regularly from Connolly Hall on Laps Quay. So that would be essentially next to the regular bus stop that's used for park and ride. And in addition to that, then there's the regular 202 bus route, which departs from Merchants Quay. That will also bring people very close to the venue. And I think that's probably the best option for people. Those bus services won't kick in until 3 p.m. on each day, so people just need to bear that in mind maybe. But I don't think anyone really is going to want to be down at Parkycweave any earlier than that anyway.
Another issue that people are kind of concerned about is they've been advised by Aiken Promotions that unless your name is on the ticket, you will not be allowed entry, or you have to have the person who booked the tickets. We're inundated with questions about this. If you have a ticket and you've gotten one as a present from an aunt or an uncle maybe, are you going to be allowed in?
Well, the ticketing situation is primarily, I suppose, the remit of Ticketmaster, and that's who people would have conducted business with when they bought the tickets originally. The advice, I suppose, and because it's probably going to be very different for different people and there'll be a certain number of variables at play, there will be ticket offices on site. So as you approach the Parkycweave venue, if there is an issue around that, then people need to approach the ticket offices and make sure that that's sorted out so that they're not challenged and maybe turned back further on at the hard ticket check. In addition to that, There's the Ed Sheeran app, which is the Ed Tour 2018 app. It's a free app to download for Android and iPhone, and it deals with a lot of those questions. There's quite a comprehensive list of frequently asked questions in relation to ticketing and attending, and people should have a look at that, and it may already answer some of their questions. And in addition to that, it guides them to links from the point of view of contacting Ticketmaster with any queries. I'd advise people, probably, if they are in that situation, that there's an anomaly between the ticket that they have and perhaps the credit card that was used to purchase the ticket, for instance, that they should make those inquiries, and they should do them as early as possible.
People are being advised not to bring handbags. And if it's a handbag, it has to be smaller than the size of an A4. The advice, do not bring a handbag unless you have to.
I suppose some people, for a variety of reasons, may have to bring a handbag and things. From an obvious point of view, you don't want to be bringing valuables. So if you do have to bring a handbag, you know, make sure that it's emptied out and only has the basic things in it. If you do have to bring luggage or a larger bag, there will be facilities outside of Parkequeave where you can check in your baggage. So some people may be travelling after the concert or before it. They may have hand luggage or something like that. So that facility will be there. I think one of the important things people need to consider as well is their mobile phone. Everyone down there is going to have a phone on the go. They're going to be recording, sending Snapchats, whatever. They're going to be using up battery time and power. Important to make sure that to keep some bit of power or to keep your phone charged, so that at the end of the concert, if you are meeting someone or making an arrangement to be picked up or whatever, that you can be contactable. I think a lot of people know, particularly younger people, tend to have a power bank in their pocket anyway. Probably a good idea to bring something like that along.
We are in 2018, obviously, and unfortunately, these are scenarios that we have to prepare for, and that is particular incidents that may occur when you have large crowds together. How prepared are the Gardaí and security for, I suppose, an emergency incident that may occur over the weekend? I mean, there are going to be over 100,000 people attending between the 3 days. How prepared are we for an emergency type scenario?
The Gardaí and the other stakeholders involved in this, we're as prepared as we can be. We regularly practice and exercise for joint operations, no matter what they are, from the point of view of an acute incident that might be unexpected, right across the range of other things that we deal with on a regular basis. I think that people should feel this is a family event. It's a great occasion for Cork, and we want to make it as safe and as enjoyable as it can be for everybody. Obviously, if anybody encounters a situation or sees any activity that could be deemed suspicious, they should notify the Gardaí. Certainly, we'd be interested in hearing if there are any problems or anybody does have a particular concern about something. But to answer your question, I suppose, really, we're as prepared as we can be. We've been planning for this a lot. There's an awful lot of security measures and extra health and safety issues that have been addressed, and we would hope and expect that this will be an enjoyable and safe weekend for everybody.
How are things going to work in the city then? Because obviously there'll be 100 Gardaí each night at Ed Sheeran.
I suppose business continuity from the point of view of policing the city will continue. It's a bank holiday weekend. It is going to be very busy anyway, separate from the Ed Sheeran concerts. The policing operation that will take place at Parkequeave won't have any significant impact on the capabilities of policing the city. And certainly you're right in saying that it's important that this goes well, because it's the first concert being held in the newly opened Parkequeave. It's a big undertaking that we're looking at 3 concerts in a row, so it's certainly not a sort of a soft entry into the whole thing. But from the point of view of the city, the community, the business community, it's important that it goes well. And how we perform, I suppose, collectively over this weekend will be important, and it will have an impact, I suppose, on looking at our future capability to hold and stage big events like this.
What about wheelchair users? What's the procedures and I suppose the particular routes and provisions for them?
In relation to disabled people or any persons with special needs that will be attending, any of those people who have already registered with the with Ticketmaster when they were purchasing their tickets, they will already have been contacted. However, there will probably be people with queries and things between leaving home and maybe attending the concert. There's a special hotline set up there for Ticketmaster, which is in the for the Republic of Ireland. It's 0818903001. That's 0818903001, and press option 2 when you get through to that. That's for dealing with queries in relation to disabilities and special needs. Also, a lot of the information is available on the Ticketmaster website.
Okay, and any other other bits or pieces, Peter, that you know needs to be mentioned at this point, or is there anything else that you know people attending the concert should know about at this point?
People need to plan ahead. Okay, everyone that's going to this concert has in some shape or form the ability to access social media. So they booked it online originally. So even if it's a parent or a relative, probably the younger children or the teenagers, they'll be able to access social media. So I would advise people to actually, you know, sit down, have a chat about it before they attend the concerts. Look up social media, see what the information and the messages that are out there. The key messages, I suppose, that Garda Síochána would have is that there's no parking at the venue. That's very important. Tow-away will be in operation. So again, if somebody parks irresponsibly in a dangerous place, in a place that's prohibited, or if they're blocking a resident or a business down there, then those vehicles will be towed away. We'd advise people to walk to the venue if at all possible. Because outside of walking to the venue, then the only other option that you actually have is the shuttle bus. Taxis will only be able to travel as far as the Victoria Road roundabout at the beginning of the Centre Park Road, and if they're coming at it from the other side there, they'll be able to travel as far as the junction of the Borinaman Road, Churchyard Lane. Again, people will have to walk from that point down. So a little bit of pre-planning. Don't go bringing the kitchen sink with you, because you're probably not going to need it, and you may not be permitted access to the venue with any items that are prohibited. Check the Ed Sheeran app. Lots of good information there telling you what you can and cannot bring. Keep your mobile phone charged, and I suppose have a backup plan, have a plan B in case you do get separated from the people you're with, or let's say your phone goes dead. So if you are being picked up or collected or rendezvousing with people afterwards at some other location, you know, have a backup plan, have a place that you'll go to. I'd advise everybody to stay safe, but most of all to enjoy themselves.